upper plate.
Your uncle only paid $2 for an upper plate lozenge?
Yeah, and the teeth were made out of tile.
Tile teeth? Did they fit?
No. Every time he smiled, he looked like a vicious bathtub.
You know, I had a terrible experience at the License Bureau myself.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, I got in the wrong line, and when I got to the desk, some guy in uniform, without even looking up, said, "Okay, buddy, take off your shirt."
I took off my shirt once.
You took off your shirt? What happened, Ozzie?
I was hissed out of the YMCA gym.
Say, Harriet, I'd like to ask you something about Ozzie.
Yes, what is it?
That's what I'd like to know.
Well, anyway, Red, I'm glad that the ordeal of getting license plates is over.
Yeah, you know, I had a terrible time filling out my application, blank. When they asked me what my color was, I put down red.
You put down red as your color? Why?
Well, when I reached for my money, I was discovering I was wearing my mother's shorts. Slacks.
Getting license plates or not, the way people drive.
Yeah, some of these people here really drive like crazy, don't they?
Yeah, you remember those little signs they used to have on the back of your car that read, "If you can read this, you're too darn close"?
Yeah.
Now, they got new signs now. They say, "If you can read this, you're dead."
Oh, Red, do you really think that Hollywood drivers are that reckless?
Well, on the way home from the License Bureau, I got caught in a traffic jam. So to avoid an accident, I had to drive between two trolley cars.
You went between two trolleys?
Yeah, Truman. Do you know anybody who wants to buy a tall, thin Buick?
It was New Year's Eve, and we were all sitting around the fire when our genial host said, "Let's drink a toast to some person we admire." Some were clever, some were dull, and some were just plain dumb. And when it came my turn, I said a toast to my old chum. He borrows all my newest shirts and wears my sharpest ties. He even lends my car out to a dozen other guys. If I should try to get a ride, I get the well-known thumb from my old chum. I tried to get a night of rest, I even locked the door, but he brings in a party that swings out till 3 or 4, who winds up sleeping in my bed while I sleep on the floor. My old chum. We make a blind date with a couple of girls to dine at some fancy-priced grill. I always wind up with the homely one, and of course I'm the guy who pays the bill. I thought I'd found the one girl who could never be surpassed. I even got to thinking, this is real romance at last. And then I found she'd run away with just another bum. My old chum.
She wears my finest evening gowns, gets runners in my hose, and uses my pet powder puff to dull her shiny nose. My mail is opened by mistake, but she knows who it's from. She's my old chum. She broadcasts all my secrets, but to everyone in town, and splashes in my fine perfume. It really gets me down. She beats me to the kitchen, and she leaves me not a crumb. That's my old chum. She tells me she simply adores my new hat. She says, "My dear, it's too divine." Then says to all